This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. For months, housing advocates have been warning of a coming tsunami of evictions. But now that President Donald Trump has signed the stimulus package Congress passed more than a week ago, more help is on the way for struggling renters. But will it be enough? Christopher Connolly has been looking into the state of evictions for our One Crisis Away project. Chris, what exactly is Congress doing to help people who are behind on rent? What's in that stimulus package?
Right. So there are two pieces of it that are directly going to help renters who are struggling. One is about $25 billion worth of rental assistance. Texas will get about $1.9 billion of that. And then Congress also extended a nationwide eviction moratorium that was issued by the CDC until the end of January. There's other elements in the stimulus that will likely help too, like extra money for unemployed workers and small businesses, and another round of direct payments.
Now, the eviction moratorium doesn't cover everyone, right? Only people who can't make rent because they've been impacted by COVID-19.
That's right. Only non-payment of rent is covered. You can still get evicted for other lease violations. The moratorium is complicated, though, and it makes it a bit less effective than you might think. Mark Melton is a lawyer who started Dallas Evictions 2020 to help people facing evictions. He points out that renters are only protected under the moratorium if they sign a declaration from the CDC saying they meet all of its qualifications and then give that signed declaration to their landlord.
And if they don't do that, even if they would have been eligible for protection, they don't get it. So it requires the tenants to take an additional step. It's not automatic. And what we found is most people we talk to have no idea that the CDC declaration exists. And so they just skip their court dates, get a default judgment, and they get evicted.
Some Texas cities and counties have added extra eviction protections, but most have not. And so people are still getting evicted even with that federal moratorium.
And of course, the moratorium doesn't forgive the rent tenants owe, right? Or the late fees they've racked up. That's where that $25 billion for rental assistance comes in. It sounds like a lot of money. So will it be enough?
Yeah, that's not clear. The National Low Income Housing Coalition estimates as much as $70 billion is owed in back rent right now. Other estimates put it lower than that, but that's just talking about what it would take to get caught up on rent. The pandemic is going to keep dragging on for months, and more people are going to fall behind. Ian Mattingly from the Greater Dallas Apartment Association thinks more rental assistance will probably be needed. But he also says he's optimistic because he sees a lot of tenants and landlords working things out on their own.
People who are behind on their rent are continuing to make up that ground. And so, I mean, we still have residents that are paying on balances from March, April, May, but they're doing so steadily and they're making progress on those balances.
Landlords kind of have to be more flexible right now because it's harder to evict people. But Mattingly says it also makes good business sense to keep people in their apartments if they're willing and able to pay the rent that they owe, even if it takes longer than usual.
And what about people who lost their jobs and have no income, who can't work out a deal with their landlord?
So there's a statewide eviction diversion program that's still just getting off the ground, but people only qualify for it if they're already being sued in eviction court. Then there's this rent assistance that Congress just authorized. That'll be available through cities and counties, just like it was last spring. Advocates say that back when the first round came out, it helped a lot of people, but there wasn't enough, and there were also some issues getting the money out the door. Sandy Rollins is from the Texas Tenants Union. She says some people were rejected because they could not get a letter from their boss proving that they got laid off. In some cases, because the company shut down. Others just got tripped up on the application.
Some people don't have a laptop or a desktop computer, and we're trying to do this all through a phone. There were a lot of obstacles there, and then I think there were some eligibility issues.
Advocates and local governments are trying to make the process smoother this time around.
Christopher Connolly is KERA's One Crisis Away reporter. Chris, thanks.
You're welcome.